Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
Take my life, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gift and my plans, let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gifts and my plans, let them be. Want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. I know I can come to you, Lord. I know I can come. So I come on with a humble heart, knowing you're here.
I know you were here.
Every word I pray, take my. Let it be consecrated for you. Take my gifts and my plans, let them be used for you. Is my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my, let it be. Take my mind, let it be. Take my life, let it be. Take my heart, Lord, let it be. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you.
Sometimes, what's going on, Mom? Good evening to you. And for those who are coming on, you know, this is an interactive time. You know, you guys talk to me, I talk to you. You talk, tell me what you're thinking about what I'm saying, join in the conversation. And one of the things that God placed in my heart was to talk about getting back to basics. I think that sometimes we, in our society, we lose focus so easily. I don't know about you guys, but sometimes I can lose focus so easily. But we cannot forget, regardless of how much responsibilities we have in our lives, we have to remember what things are most important in our lives. What things are most important? What do we need to be focused on? And we need to focus on things that really matter. You know, it's so easy to lose focus on things we don't even need to be focused on. We sometimes make things that are important to be less important, and those things that are less important to be more important. And you know, you guys get the drift. But if we get back to basics, what things really, really matter? And then that can be subjective. What things really, really matter to you in your life? If I were to ask you to type in that really matter to you the most, what are those top three things that really matter to you the most? What three things matter to you that matter the most to you in your life? You know, because we have those things. We have those prioritizations and those things we really, really feel are most important. And what happens is this. As we mature, as we become older, other things come into the picture. Other things come into play. And then sometimes we just forget. You know, we forget about those things that are important. We forget about those relationships that are most important. So that's what I want to talk about tonight. And, you know, so this whole thing about season Lent, right, is about reconnecting and reconnecting with God. And think about the sacrifice that Jesus made when he went out to the desert before he started preaching. And he was tempted by the devil when he was out. Here's the account about the temptation of Jesus. It reads, "Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, 'If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread.' Jesus answered, 'It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" Verse 5, "Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. 'If you are the Son of God,' he said, 'throw yourself. He will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against the stone.' Jesus answered him, 'It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test.'" Verse 8, "Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. 'All this I will give you,' he said, 'if you will bow down and worship me.' Jesus said to him, 'Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only.' Then the devil left him, and the angels came." And getting back to basics, the thing that really strikes me with this scripture in Matthew chapter 4, verse 1, that it says, "Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil." Sometimes in our lives, we like to give the devil too much credit. What's going on, Tim? We like to give the devil too much credit. The devil did this. No, sometimes you're being led by God. You know, it says that the tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." I mean, that's the thing, that the temptation of Jesus. You know, what I got out of this is a different spin than I normally. This is another way of looking at this story. Getting back to basics. I think sometimes we have to remember, what does God say in his word? What does God say in his word? I think getting back to basics, first of all, we have to focus on God. What is God? You know, sometimes in our lives, in our schedules, we kind of lose sight sometimes because we become so busy with things that we think we've got to do. Oh Lord, I've got to do this for you. I've got to do that. I've got to do this. And sometimes we forget what God is saying to us in his word. You know, I just want to encourage you today to focus on God. and focus on God and focus on everything that He's telling us in His Word. What's going on, Barbara? You know, how many of us spend that time with God? To spend that time, to spend that one-on-one time, spend time in prayer, spend that time in worship, spend that time really seeking His face. You know, I just want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to just remember the sacrifices that Jesus made for us. Just to remember where you are and about what He wants you to do during this season. You know, a lot can be said about this story. And I know, like I said, there's a different take on it, but I'm going to share what I feel like God has put on my heart to talk about. I feel like, in getting back to basics, we have to know what God is saying to us. We have to spend time with God. We have to know the Word of God for ourselves. It doesn't matter what your pastor is not going to be your relationship with God. What is your relationship with God? You know, do you have a relationship? Is Jesus Christ the Lord of your life? Do you have that relationship? Will you say, get away from me? Or will you say, welcome? You know, do you know Him for yourself? You know, sometimes we have to, in order to build any kind of relationship, you have to spend time with the person. You have to spend time with the second party. The same thing spiritually. You have to spend time with God in the Word. And then you have to be willing to be focused. What is God saying to you about your life? What is the Word God saying to you? What's going on, Eric? And, so focus on God. What has God told you in His Word? What is God talking to you about in your personal time? You know, are you allowing God to speak to you? Do you know His voice? Bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. You know, we have to get our flesh under subjection. You know, the flesh wars against the spirit, and you know, the good versus the evil, and we just got to be willing to really. You know, I only have one person tonight, and I don't know where everyone else is. Generally, you have a whole bunch of people, but you know, I'm going to stay focused on what God's given me to give, and hopefully, you know, you guys will come through. You can share this on your pages. Because this is about God. This is about our relationship with God. You know, several things can happen to Jesus in that scripture where if He had eaten that bread like that, there's no telling what that could have done to His system to just turn this new to the Word of God. He knew He was the Word in flesh, but He answered the devil and said, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." You know, food is not the only thing. Trying to take care of, please the flesh, you know, you got to know the Word of God for yourself. You have to feed your spirit just like you feed your body. You have to feed your spirit. So getting back to basics, you need to focus on God. What has God told you in His Word? What has God told you in your personal time, in your prayer time? Also, you got to focus on your spiritual, feeding your spirit. What's going on, Freddie? What's going on, Craig? You got to feed your spirit. Spend time feeding your spirit. What is God telling you? You know, feed the spirit, man. You know, pray, but focus on God. Focus on God. The second thing I think that's important, getting back to basics, is this, is don't test God. You know, I think that sometimes our lives by some of the same circles we go through over and over. Lord, please save me, please save me, please save me. And then God saves us, and then we go back about our business, and we forget about what God has done and what God is doing in our lives, and we fall back into the same thing. You know, so sometimes I feel like we test God. Now, in Matthew chapter 4, verse 5, it says, "Then the devil took him," talking about Jesus, "to the holy city, had him stand on the highest point of the temple. If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You know, guys, you know, I mean, Jesus, I mean, he could have done that. But that would have been trusting the devil. And he didn't have to do it because he is God in the flesh. And he knows he's the Son of God. He knew who he was. God has shown you to do. You know who you are in Christ. You don't have to prove that. It was going on Calvary to anyone. And I think sometimes in getting back to space, we forget. And sometimes we forget who we are. We forget who we are. We have to remember who we are. We have to remember that we're children of the Most High King. We have to remember that we're God's children. So God, don't test God. You know, I'm telling you, sometimes we test God in our relationships. We test God in the decisions, the basic decisions that we make in our lives. And it's like that thing that if you touch fire, you something's hot, you're going to burn yourself. And sometimes we as Christians sometimes feel like we can just go ahead and do it and then apologize. Lord, you forgive me, forgive me. But don't test. God shows you warning signs. We give you warning signs. You see the red light. That means for you to back up and go the other way. You know, don't test God. What's going on, Evangelista? Tonight, we're talking about getting back to basics. First point, talking about we got to focus on God. What has God told you in his word? What has God told you? He's been telling you in your personal life. And, yeah. Hola, blessings to all. It's a small bunch tonight, Evangelista. I think people are preparing for the snow that's supposed to be coming. They have not been coming out, but it's all good. There are two or three guys in his name that he'll be in the midst. So I'm glad that you're here, and I'm glad that my mom is here. So basically, guys, the second part I'm saying, don't test God. You know, and sometimes we test God in our relationships. We test God again. Because we think that some things exceptions are going to be made, but sin is sin. You know, don't use it. Lent. Yeah, Evangelista, amen. During this season of Lent, we have to get back to really what's really, really most important. And it doesn't matter about the relationships. Yeah, people, those relationships do count, but what matters most is your relationship with God. What should matter most is your relationship with God. And your relationship with God will spill over into your relationship with other people in your lives. You know, God didn't create us to be on this island. Feel like you're by yourself, but you're really not by yourself. You know, help one another. Let's encourage one another. What gets me about this scripture, and we're coming from Matthew chapter 4, right, talking about the temptation of Jesus. What gets me on verse 5, Matthew chapter 4, is it says this: then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. If you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. The devil said to him, if you are the Son of Man. Who's going to watch it? If you are the Son of Man, I mean, Son of God, he said, throw yourself down. You know, if you are. You know, what if Jesus was not in touch? Now, I mean, he is God in the flesh. But what if he wasn't in touch with who he was? And get back to basics, remember who you are. Remember who God is. Remember who you are. You know, remember who you are in Christ. You know, don't forget that you're wonderfully and fearfully made in the image of God. Don't forget that. Don't forget the price that Jesus paid for us on the cross. Don't forget that there's a purpose. There's a purpose for you being here. Don't forget that. You know, you don't have to prove you are to anyone. Just know who you are, walking the power that God has given us. And don't forget who you are. So getting back to basics, it's great to remember who you are. Yeah, I did watch the, I'm not going to talk about that. good point is this: don't forget who you are. See, sometimes you have to remind yourself who you are. Throw my mind with somewhere else. What's going on, Karina? But we're talking about getting back to basics and what's important. And I just think that sometimes we, in our lives, we're going to be tempted. But it's good to read and see how Jesus dealt with the devil and this whole thing about him being, you know, during a time when he was fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. It was good to see example he gave us. You know, what's going on, Tammy? Verse 7 says, in Matthew chapter 4, it says this: Jesus said, answer him, it is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in their splendor. All this I will give you, he said, if you will bow down and worship me. Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. You know, worship the Lord your God. Get back to basics. Put God first. I mean, how many of you guys actually spending time in praise and worshiping? And spend some time, whether it's in the morning, during the day, midday, or at night time, take some time to really pray and do it on a consistent basis. And then spend some time and just meditate. What's going on, Urban? Meditate on God's word. How many of you guys really just do that? You know, and getting back to basics, keep God number one. When you're going through, that's when it's so easy sometimes to give up hope. When you're going through and you feel like you cannot make it, you feel like there's no hope. But the thing about it is to keep on worshiping God. Keep God first. What's going on, Tony? And that's what's important. What's important is getting back to basics. So how do you get back to basics in your life? For those who are, if you feel like you've gotten off track in your life, how do you get back on track? How did you get back on track? How are you getting back on track in your life? For those who are listening, how do you get back on track? You know, You know, one of the things about this, about that whole temptation thing, I think it's kind of crazy how, I'm not saying how I got this message, but and how it came this particular way. But it says in verse 8, and again the devil took him to a high, very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in its splendor. All this I will give you, he said, if you will bow down and worship me. The deception is that you can find what you have in the world. The truth of the matter is that God owns the world. What's going on, Demetrius? You have to remember who you are, who you serve. You know, the deception is this, that the devil wanted Jesus, you know, to bow down and worship him. You know, and the world system, the system says, you know, give what you have so you can get this. But what happens if that excludes God? Keep God first. Don't worship the things in this world. This is temporal. But if you know who you are, what's going on, Gregory? You know who you are, if you know who you belong to, if you know who's Lord of your life, you're not going to fall to that thing. Just keep your eyes open, guys. What you're looking for is not in the world. You know, it's not in this world. So getting back to basics, remember who you are. Remember that you're here for a purpose and you're here for a reason. The question that I asked you guys then was this: what do you do in your life to get back to basics in your life? When you've gotten off track, how do you get back to basics? How have you gotten back to basics in your life? I used to have a feature on here where I can really, really see who is, who was on there and who isn't on here. And I don't see that. But let me what I'm saying tonight. Who's here? Who's with me right now? I think everyone's taking a nap tonight. But anyway, that's where we are, Paige. And I just want to encourage you to get back to basics. What's important in your life? during this season of Lent, I talked about last week about focusing on the things that you feel like you need to give up, what you need to sacrifice to get your relationship, or what are you going to give up during this time. We're tempted every day. We're tempted, Jesus says this. Yes, if you can't get anything right, I urge folks to get a relationship with God and work on perfecting it on it daily. And don't forget to share with others the who and how the difference is made in your life. Yes, don't tempt God. I believe folks do that out of anger, out of blindness moment. But folks need to ask themselves, by tempting the Lord, am I really going to gain anything? And people of faith, no, you're not. So just don't. Get back to basics. Recognize your fault, your sin, repent, encourage yourself, pray, read the Bible, give brothers and sisters that got your back, dust yourself, and get back on track. In all relationships, you need to work at it. Nothing's perfect. Just keep things simple. Now, thank you for sharing, Evangelista. And I love that part where you said right here, you said this. You said, you get back to basics, recognize your fault, your sin, repent, encourage us, read the Bible, give brothers and sisters that got your back, dust yourself, and get back on track. And I like what you said right there. Dust yourself off, dust yourself, and get back on track. You know, see, the thing about it is that sometimes we get off focus. When we fall down, we stay down. We don't get back up. The key is to really get back up and get back on track. I'm not going to take a whole time tonight. But during this season of Lent, one thing I want you guys to really, really think about is this. Where am I in my walk? Where am I in my walk with the Lord? You know, where am I? What's going on in George with my relationship with God? Getting back to basics. You know, relationship with God. Don't test the Lord your God. You know, and where a man's heart is, there will his treasure be also. And believe you me, sometimes we place other people and other things or situations, number one, in our lives. And I believe that sometimes God closes those doors and some doors so that he can have that number one spot. So getting back to basics, put God up first, not the things of this world, not what's in George, you know, talking about getting back to basics tonight. And coming out of Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. And what's going on, Kenneth? What's going on, Pastor Kenneth? But, you know, the biggest thing is this, guys. Doing this thing something that, are we really, really serious? Are we really, really serious? Because, you know, in the wilderness for 40 days, guess what? We're going to be tempted. We're going to have some situations, some things we're going to be tempted with. But it's great, and it's very, very important that we keep our focus on God. It's very important that we don't test God. It's very important that we worship him. You know, and sometimes we have to speak. You know, the word God says this, you know, as far as the life and death is in the power of the tongue. You know, and getting back to basics, speak life. Speak life over yourself. You know, speak positive affirmations. Encourage yourself. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Speak the word of God over your life. Keep God first. You know, remind yourself of who you are. And worship the Lord only. You know, it's so easy to look at what we perceive that other people have that we don't have. But you know what separates us? What separates us is when we keep God first and we put him first and we worship him. We know that he is and we know that who we serve. You know, is it hard to get back to basics? I don't believe so. No, we can learn from the stories in the Bible. We can learn from the stories that our ancestors have gone through. We can learn from the stories that our grandparents and our parents and some of the things we've gone through, we can learn. It's a matter. So I just want to encourage you to not forget. Don't have amnesia. You know, really, 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 really put God first. Try Him. Know that He's true. You know, put Him first. You know, what's going to keep? You know, so tonight I'm not going to keep guys long tonight. You know, it's very, very simple. You read the Bible. Spend time with God. Keep God first. And don't focus so much on what other people have. Just focus on what God has given you. And you take that and you run with it. You take that and you keep God first. You take that and you spend a quality time with God first. If you don't get anything tonight, you really need, not want. Keep it simple. Don't add anything negative, anything distracting to your life or your families. If you need record affirmation verses, lyric poems, anything that you can go to, we need it, then do that. You know, that's true. 30% at least, that is so, so true. You know, let's keep it simple. Let's keep it simple. Stay positive. Speak life over your city where you need to be. What's going on, Austin? What's going to get you to that, get you back to that place where you feel like you're in the right relationship with God? Because you know that your relationship with God will spill over to your other relationships. But if we keep God first, we'll watch God move in our lives. And especially, I believe, like during the season, I believe that God really wants to talk with us. One thing that I've always said is that we're in a war. You know, there's still a war going on. You might feel like, oh, God's brought me through this storm. He's brought me through this place. And then there's a new thing. Amen, Trina. Hey, how you doing? You know, we have to always, I say, be mindful of everything that's going on around us. Amen. We'll be able to deal with things that come in this new season. You know, good evening, Mabel. I believe this is a season of preparation with God saying, take that time, spend that time with me. Let me show you some things. And you might recognize in your life during this season, it's going to get real. The God might be closing some doors on friendships, relationships, so He can get your attention. I believe that God wants our attention. Thank you for sharing, Trina. I'll be honest, guys, I'm not sure which direction this message is going. I'm not sure what you want me to say. I'm not even sure if it's coming out tonight, but I'm staying focused, and the big sad thing, God is saying, get back to basics. And like you're saying, like you're sharing, Evangelista, keep it simple. Keep it simple. And that whole thing, like, don't add anything negative. People out of the way for a season, whether it's just for a season, whether it's permanently, so that He can get your attention. So that He can get your attention, so you can hear Him. But while He's doing that, I want you to understand that the enemy might be there to tempt you along the way. But if you know who you are, if you know God's word for yourself, if you know what God has done, if you remind yourself what God has done in your life, remember, if you study the word, you spend time digesting the word, what God has told you, what He's shown you. And then when you have that personal time with God, after you finish praying, just be quiet. Just be quiet and just meditate on His word. And allow God to speak to you. Allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you. Move you to where you need to be. But getting back to basics. A lot of people are saying that. If you don't get anything tonight, get back to basics in your life. You know, and I asked this question in the beginning, to put all your energy into. Is God on that list? Is God number one on your list? Are your relationships on that list? You know, what's most important to you? Where does Jesus fit in? Do you allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you? Do you allow the Holy Spirit to lead you? You know, listen, guys, you know, during this season while we're here, I'm looking at life a lot differently now. We're here for this experience. We're here to glorify God. Christians, right? You know, how many of us spending time with God? Trying to get with these people, trying to hang with these people, trying to hang with those people over here, trying to do this, or we're working so hard to get the things of the world. And not say this, guys, we can still live comfortably. You can still be a millionaire and love the Lord with all your heart and your soul, just as long as you don't love that more than you love God. You know, but getting back to basics, guys. Getting back to basics. What are you getting from this? What are you guys getting from this message tonight? You know, how's it? What are you getting back from what I'm talking about? I really want to hear from you, those who are listening right now. Don't be afraid. You know, and yeah, Trina, thank you for sharing the video too on your page. Please share the video on your pages. Where are you with getting back to basics? And like I asked before, you know, what are the most important things to you in your life? What's going on? My cousins Tony and Robert came on. What's going on? We're talking about getting back to basics tonight. You know, I can say this. What's important to me is my relationship with God. What's important to me is doing the things that He wants. My relationship with God, vertical relationship, horizontal relationship. With the people around me, my family, my friends. I love my family and friends. But my relationship with God, relationship with family, prayer is very, very important. And also really doing what God has called you to do. You know, but I just want you guys to understand that God has to be number one. And God is saying, telling you to go to the left and you want to go right. You know, be honest. Hey, Lord, I'm trying to get back to basics, but my flesh is jumping in the way. What's going on, Nathan? My flesh is jumping in the way. I know you're telling me to do this, but I'm feeling like I want to go this direction. But we have to be willing. Hey, bless you, Nathan. Bless you, man. Good to see you. You know, but we have to be willing to say, look, God, you're number one. Journey, we're not going to get yeses. Sometimes God's going to say no. Sometimes God's going to say not yet. You know, but we have to believe that God knows what's best for us. So get back to basics. Focus on God. Don't test God. What's going on, Derek? Thanks for... Hey, Derek. You know, don't you know? Don't do something. Don't do it. And I'm telling you this, guys. I'm going to be transparent with you guys. I remember I had a situation that happened a while ago. God told me, don't do it. Don't do it. And I did it. And I'm not going to what I did. But the point is that I heard God say, don't do it. I did it. And the effect of that thing were changed, forever changed. You know, so sometimes we have to get that flesh in line. Sometimes we just have to be obedient. Just be obedient to what God is saying and telling us to do. Getting back to basics. What are you going to do when God tells you no? Don't say something or don't do something. Let me handle it. Now you're going to sit back and say, okay, God, I'm going to trust you. Or do you go ahead out there and do it? Why am I talking about this? Because this is the season of Lent. Commemorate and think about Jesus fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. What are we willing to give up? You know, listen, guys. I think that whole thing of, yeah, bring it to God, release it all, there we start. I hear you. Listen, Evangelist, you write dialogue. You hear me? I'm about to bring you on so you can say this. Evangelist says this, bring it to God, release it all, there we start. Yeah. Bring it to God, release it all, there we start. You won't be the first, surely, nor the last. Same in that. In fact, I see that as respected move. Trust in God through it all. That's it. All the good, the bad, and the ugly. We need to remember God seen it all, heard it all. You can't surprise Him. You can't stun the Lord. But He can do marvelous things in life. When you reach for Him, when you believe in Him, He can surely stun you every time. See the Lord just gets better with time. Hallelujah. That's so true. Thank you for sharing that, Evangelista. And I'm going to tell you this. Piggyback on what you said. We need to remember God's seen it all, heard it all. You can't surprise him. You can't stun the Lord. You know, and I think it's amazing, Evangelista and you guys, that we sometimes think that we can. We think that I can't go too low with all this stuff. Listen, he's seen it all. In fact, he sees it. He's just waiting for us to acknowledge him. If you know when you make mistakes, to run back to the Lord, stop trying to act like you got it. You know it all. You don't. He's just waiting for you to acknowledge that you don't have it and that you need him. You know, I love that part where you said this. God's seen it all, heard it all. You can't surprise him. You can't stun the Lord. You know, you can't. In fact, when we're doing the things that we're doing, he's looking right at us. Amen, Evangelist. Amen. Evangelist says amen. You know, he's looking right at us. So getting back to basics, if the enemy to have that power because you're afraid to go and apologize and repent to the Lord. You know, I think we spend so much time, thanks, Karina, saying, beating ourselves up over the things and mistakes we make. And getting back to basics, get back up, run to God, throw yourself at the throne, pray, repent, cry. What's going on, Brian? Do what it is, whatever it is that you've got to do. But then he wants to help you through what you're going through. But he just wants to see, are you willing to do that thing? You know, for me, guys, prayer. You know, sometimes I've heard a story. We don't have because we have not because we ask that. You know, Mabel says this, guys. I lost for a little while, but then I ran back to God and repented. Amen. Thanks for sharing that, Mabel. So sometimes, Mabel, we lose our focus. And sometimes the enemy comes to steal our focus. Remember, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And if he can steal our focus, you know, you have someone whispering in your ear, or you have these thoughts going through your mind, listen, we realize that we've gotten off track, run back to God. And repent. Run back to God and repent. Don't stay away. He's never going to, I got to get myself together. No, you allow God to get you together. You know, if we were perfect, there would be no need for the cross. You know, but I like the fact, Mabel, that you were, but I ran back. But then, that conjunction, you're going one way, but then I ran back. You had that aha moment. Let me run back to God. Let me repent. It's like Evangelista said, dust yourself off. Get back on track. Saying that when you repent, you're acknowledging your sin and your need for God in your life. And sometimes God is just waiting to see how much are you going to continue to go through what you're going through. And if you're going to run back to him. And sometimes it's not a matter of, oh, he can do this. He knows this. It's a matter of you open up your mouth and saying, Lord, forgive me. I need your help. Some of you guys, that's all he's asking for. It's for you to admit, Lord, I need you. I need you. You know, Evangelista says this, see failure this way. Failure after only means you keep on trying. I always say to all, we're moving on. And that's so true. Thank you for sharing that, Evangelista. That's so true. Every successful person has fallen. Most, I think, you know, you don't always get it on the first try. And if you really, really want to really, really see God move in your life, sometimes you're going to fall on the other side of through. You end up being stronger. You understand. And when you've experienced God in your life, when you have those up downs, those up places, you're going to have some of those down places. You're going to have those mountaintop experiences. You're going to have those valley experiences. The question is, what do you do with that information, what do you do? What do you do? You get back up, moving on. Yeah, Evangelista says that staying stagnant is our demise. That's true. And it's like this, how many times do you think we're going to go around the same circle with God about some things in our lives? Some of the things we already know he's saying. But I believe in this season, God is saying, get back to basics. You know, yeah, if you don't grow, you feel me, you know, you're not seeing any progress in your life. That's stagnant. You know, what's going on, Ray? Renee? You become stagnant. Evangelist says this, we perish due to lack of knowledge. So guess what? Go get your golden nuggets, gear up, and go for yours. That's it. Go for yours. Go reading the word. And not just going, I mean, it's great to listen to preachers talk on, it's good to hear people talk about the word of God. It's great because it encourages you. But read the word for yourself. Spend some time to read the word for yourself. You know, study the word of God for yourself. What is God saying to you? Where I belong. Amen. And I commend you, Mabel. I commend you for getting back to that place and recognizing that you need it. You need God in your life and running back and repenting and being there and staying there in that relationship and guarding that relationship. Guard your relationship. And get back to basics. Guard your relationship with the Lord. Guard it with everything. Don't put anything above that relationship. Don't put how will we know when we are wrong if we're not corrected. You know, I'm glad I stay here too, Mabel. You know, I'm not going to lie to you guys. The biggest thing for me sometimes has been the whole thing of starting and saying, Lord, I'm going to be committed to doing this. I'm going to be committed. Then you end up being tired. Then you end up doing all these different things. But guess what? You have to be obedient to whatever God, whatever it is that God is. What, how I'm feeling, regardless of how it might appear, I'm going to be focused on God. I'm going to remain committed to doing what God has called me to do. So if you're serious about that, if you're serious about doing what God has called you to do, and if you're serious about seeking God in your life and for him to show you what he wants you to do, then guess what? Get back to basics. Keep God number one. Read his word. Spend time with him. Build up that relationship. Understand when you've done wrong, repent. If you got off focus, run back to him. If you've forgotten who God is and who God has been in your life, just look back over your life. Look at what's happened to you today. Look at last week. You know, don't test God. Don't test God. I believe in this season, guys. Word, what is he telling you to do in your life? And then go for it. Go for it. Go for it. Believe, hey, Diane, and believe that God's going to open up the doors that need to be opened. Believe that God's going to close the doors that need to be closed. But getting back to basics is really getting back to God. Getting back in tune with your Creator. What's going on? What's going on, Eddie? You know, getting back in your relationship with God, getting right, being the Lord your God. You know, being thankful. Be thankful for what God has blessed you with what God has blessed you with. You know, Evangelista says this, there's no perfect time. Time is up. It's now. It's always just that now, every time. Yeah, what's going on, Peggy? You know, that's so true, Evangelista. There's no perfect time. Some of you, some of us, have been waiting and saying, this is not the perfect time to do this thing. And God might have placed some things in your heart that he wants you to do in the season, saying this is not the right time. The time is not perfect. But listen to this. When will the time be perfect? And I believe that life definitely is not promised to everyone. Life's not promised to anyone. You know, we're not promised tomorrow, but while we're here, the image of the clock, and the time is going off. God's says, okay, it's time for you to go ahead and do what I've called you to do. And get back to basics, guys. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't allow fear to keep you from moving forward. But when the enemy tempts you, when people tempt you and they try you to get you out of character, speak the word of God. Stand on the word of God. You know, and then be obedient to what God has done. Indeed, there's no perfect time. And I do believe, like Evangelista said, that time is up, and God's saying, this is the time, this is your season. This is the time, this is your season. Some of you guys, God is giving you outlines of businesses to begin, outlines of your ministry, what he wants you to do, how he wants you to do it. Getting back to basics. Don't make it so hard. So don't do the necessary steps that God's put on your heart for you to do. Peggy says this, God lets you know when his time is your time. Listen, listen. Yeah. Listen, listen. And that's so true, Peggy. You know, and I believe that time is now. You know, pray about it. Seek the Lord about it. But get back to basics. Think about during this season of Lent, really, really solidifying your relationship with God. If you've gotten off track, repent. And ask him to help you get back on track. Don't be ashamed. You know, this is life and death, guys. That's not, you know, we're not promised tomorrow. And some of you guys might have said, I'm going to do it, dealing with that right now. I'll do it tomorrow. Tomorrow might not come for you. Get it right with the Lord now. Get it right now. Get it right now. I pray that God will bless you. I pray in your getting back to basics that you will keep God first and that you remember who he is. Read the word of God so you can know the word of God for your mate, your husband, or wife might have taught you about God, your parents. Get it for yourself. Get your relationship right with God for yourself. Keep him number one. Worship the Lord. Thank him. And don't look at everything he might be doing. You might feel like he's doing with other people. Just get your relationship right with God. Food and all you do, it's way easier put him in your home, in your work, in your side hustle, in your outings with friends, in your family gathering. Put him in all you do. Things definitely go easier for you. Thank you for sharing, Evangelista. And that's so true. That's so, 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 so true. Things run smoother, guys. And things that you don't understand, guess what? In due season, you'll understand it. But sometimes when you're going through, you might not understand that. But you're not alone. I appreciate you guys for speaking with me tonight. I was going to cut it short. And but some things are going through my mind. But, you know, sometimes we have to go through that and get back to basics, being obedient, not cutting the show short tonight because some things are going through my mind, but staying focused and keeping God first. So I thank you guys for coming through. Again, we generally come together on Tuesday nights. Last week we did Wednesday night because I couldn't come on Tuesday night. But I just want to say God bless you guys. And I pray that something that has been said throughout our interaction this past hour has touched your hearts. In your lives, please share this video on your pages as well. I appreciate the support you guys have given. Peggy says this: I have to stop procrastinating, thinking that we have all the time in the world. The only one, Peggy. I believe God's saying, this is your time. This is your season. This is your now. Do that thing that God is telling you to do. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Get it right. And God will open up those doors for you. God will open up those doors for you in this season. Get back to basics. Turn to God. You don't have to run to him, not away from him, because he's waiting to forgive you. Run to him, repent, and keep it moving. Keep it moving. And it says, God bless you and good night. God bless you guys. be back on Thursday from 9 to 10. God bless you. Have a great night. We encourage all you guys, and thank you so much for your prayers and encouragement. And I pray that God will continue to bless you guys. I came from Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11, talking about the temptation that Jesus went through. And this, you know, came to me a little differently tonight, but that's where it came from. Peggy. Noches, oh, buenas noches, Evangelista. God bless you guys. Amen. Thank you for the encouragement as well. God bless you guys.